It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at South Adams. Welcome to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We're at the Star Dome, home of the Starfires varsity boys competition between the South Adams Starfires and the Fort Recovery Indians. And this is really, we don't have a lot on the Starfires. I'm guessing they're an okay, solid team, but you never know. And Indians are coming on, trying to get a, I think they won by two Jay County, so they're trying to keep that streak rolling and really just keep the momentum going for, just to get going into the season better than what they had in the past. So,
yeah, it's nice to win these non-league games for your tournament record. And South Adams always plays hard. They usually got a lot of good athletes, some decent shooters. Don't have a whole lot on them, but they look pretty big, 6'5", 6'6". And it'll be interesting to see what they bring.
So we're going to take a commercial break here, come back and introduce the starters, and tip off here in about 7 minutes and 40 seconds. So we'll be back right after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here, the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Here in the Stardome, and here's our starting lineups for the Indians. Number 0, Grant Kanapke. Number 2, Peyton Judy. Number 4, Chervant. Number 5, Ryan Braun. And number 14, Cade Wendell, the three seniors. Starting for Coach Bayshore. And Chase, you got the starting lineups for the Starfires?
Yeah. I can't hear out of my thing.
Huh? I can't hear?
Only the left ear. It's weird. I don't like
Just go. We'll change mics in a second.
Starting lineup for the Starfires. Number 20, David Musselman, a 5'9 senior. Number 32, Cody Fike, a 6'5 senior. 34, Lars Intgroen. I cannot pronounce that last name. Hopefully we'll get a pronunciation on that later. A 6'6 senior. 42, James Arnold, a 6'1 freshman. and 55 Spencer Clark, a 5'11 junior. So again, looking at Starfire's lineup, got a mix of seniors and some younger guys, a freshman in the starting lineup. They got some nice height, 6'5", 6'6", like I said. I don't know if that 34 is an exchange student or what.
I have no clue. I can't even say his name, let alone you can't, so. Indians come going out there with their starting three seniors. Not a real heavy group, but still decent. But Trevor Vaughn, big 6'6". I think 6'6 on here.
Oh, I'd say 6'6 easy.
6'6 easy. Brian Bronnett at 6'3. K1 up 5'10. Grant Canapi at 6'1. And PDG at 6'4. So we'll come back after this and talk a little bit about the game here coming up. 3 minutes left before the start.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you. Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at the Stardome, home of the South Adams Starfires. Like I said, right before the break, starting for the Indians, number 0, Grant Kanapke, number 2, Peyton Judy, number 4, Trevor Vaughn, number 5, Ryan Brown, and number 14, K. Wendell. This is a game, like you said earlier, Chase, that the Indians just got to get, and hopefully it helps them in the tournament drawings and get a better seed here to go into the tournament. So I think this will be an interesting one to see how really the Starfires are what kind of team they really are. And
yeah, it's always interesting to see how the teams come out middle of the week game Tuesday night. It's just see how their intensity is, see if their mind's in it, and it'll be interesting to see what these two teams bring.
Yep. So we're going to take a break for the national anthem, and we'll be back here about 2 minutes for the start, so stay tuned.
You're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SD. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snow blowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Looking for that
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. Hear me now, Chase?
Yep.
I can barely hear you now. Talk.
Hello? Not on.
Now talk.
Hello?
There we go.
Come on. It's all you.
Not really. Well, we're about to have the Reasoner Energy tip off. Going through the starting lineups for the Indians right now. Knappy, Judy, Vaughn, Wendell, and Braun. Check here.
Yeah, I gotta listen to these last names, see if I can get them right.
Indians are here in the stardom. One of my favorite gymnasiums I played at. I think I played here my sophomore year, I'd have to say. And the Starfighters are getting announced. Like Chase said, we really don't have a light on the Starfighters, and they're usually a hard-nosed team. So, Chase, you good now?
Yep, we're good.
Yep, good, good, good. About to have the Reasoner Energy tip-off. Indians and Coach Bayshore. His assistants are Scott Lynn, Tony Overton, and I don't know if that, so I mean Leverett didn't travel. So Scott Lynn's his assistant. Both come out Greenville. Bayshore's gotta be happy how the Indians have started. So far, I think what, 4-1?
Right, 5.
5-1-ish. Not sure.
At least.
But nothing less, a great start for the Indians. And we're about to have a tip here. Trevon going for the Indians for it. Goes up and goes to the
Starfighters. Number 42, Arnold will take it up. He'll dribble left, guarded by Cade Wendell. Backdoor cut to number 55. Spencer Clark wide open, but missed the layup.
Cade Wendell brings up for the Indians. Cade sent up the offense. Gets to the left. Oh, gives it back up to Brian about the wing. Brian will drive. Dish out to Grant. Grant will give it back to Bronny. Bronny over to Wendell on the right side. Up to Judy. Judy over to Kanapke, over to Braun on the left side. Top of the key, Kanapke gives it to Vaughn. Get dish out to Grant. Grant up, no good. Rebound by the Starfighters.
Arnold will bring it up for South Adams, guarded by Cade Wendell. Off to number 20, Musselman. Over to 42, Arnold. He loses it out of bounds, and it'll be Indians ball.
Braun will take it out for the Indians. 7:06 left, tied at 0. Giving it in to Cade Wendell. Cade will bring it up for the Indians. On the right side, gives to the corner. Grant Kanapke into Trevor Vaughn. Back out to Kanapke. Gets screened by Trevor. Over to Braun. Braun for about 3. Didn't take it. Gives over to Wendell on the left side. Dish out to Braun. Braun up 4-3. And no good. Rebounded by the Starfighters.
Rebound Spencer Clark. He'll give it to Arnold. He'll push it up to the wing to Musselman. Over to 32. Cody Fike, guarded by Braun. Inside to Integrone. He'll put it up and good. The 6'6 Integrone gets it over the 6'6 Vaughn for 2.
That should be an interesting matchup tonight.
Yep, we'll see Trevor if he can get a couple blocks on him and shut him down.
Yep. Wendell gives it over to Judy. Judy gets screened by Braun, dishes it into Braun off the pick and roll. Braun loses it, gets it back, gives it over to Trevor Vaughn, back to Braun in the corner. Braun will give it to the top of key, Wendell. Wendell goes back to the left side, gets screened by Vaughn. Cave will then drive, dish out to Braun. Braun will now drive middle, go up for an easy right hand layup, and
good,
nice
good look by Ryan Braun.
Good look for Ryan and great pass by Wendell.
42 Arnold will take it up with some pressure. Full court man by the Indians, and they'll get a reach on, I believe, number two, Petey Judy. That'll be his first. So South Adams will take it out on the side. They'll throw it deep to Integrone. He'll put it up against Vaughn again. This time, no good.
Braun up to Judy. Judy on the right side gets the top of key. Braun to the left corner, Wendell. Wendell to the top of the key. Knappy over to the right side, Braun. Braun back to Petey. Petey will drive middle, Euro step, and be fouled. So he'll go to the line shooting two, I think. Yep. Good move by Judy to get into the lane. And
yeah, he made a good Euro step, but it was kind of into the defense.
Yeah.
I don't really think the defense went to him. He went into them, so kind of bailed out, but they caught on the floor, actually.
Yeah, caught on the floor. Wendell will take it out for the Indians. Wendell gets in to Vaughn. Gets fouled by number, I can't see it. Who's he fouled by?
34. Nope. They caught it on 20, Musselman.
So that'll be his first. Wendell gets in to Canapi. Back to Wendell. Petey, 4-3, up and good. Three-point basket. Good-looking stroke by Judy to start off.
Yep, it's good to see his shot falling early. 32, Fike will throw it across court to number 20, Musselman. He'll go up. No call.
Rebound by Judy. Judy bringing up 40, and he's over the Braun corner, right corner. He's up the top, Wendell. Wendell will drive, throw up a 10-footer, and good. Good look by Wendell.
Arnold brings it up for South Adams. Over to Fike, guarded by Braun. Still in the full court man. They'll come and run and jump, Wendell. And they'll pass it out to 42, Arnold. He'll miss.
Rebound by Knappe. Up the kicked off Judy. Turn over Knappe. On the floor, Wendell has it. And it'll be a jump ball. So it'll go back to the Indians. 7-2 our score.
Grant Knappe gets the rebound and then throws it away. Led Cade too much. Bad pass. But then gets a nice steal and it rolls around for a jump ball.
Yep. Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Gives it off to Grant. 7-2 our score. 4:19 left in the first. Gives it over to Wendell. Up to top of key, Judy. Judy gets screened by Vaughn. Good screen. Good pick and roll. Gets killed and no foul.
He never really had his footing. He just kind of fell.
Yep.
Number 42, Fike. That's Arnold. He'll bring it up for South Adams. Throw it to Musselman in the corner. Into 32, Fike. Into a cutting Musselman for a wide open layup.
Braun will take it out for the Indians. Get it to Wendell. 7-4 our score. Wendell on the right side. Gives it over to the left side, Braun. Gives it to a corner, Knappe. Grant will bring it back to the middle. Gives it to Braun, left corner. Braun will drive, dish off to Trevor, loses it, and turnover, Vaughn.
Arnold brings it up for the Starfires, guarded by Cade Wendell. Petey gambles. Musselman throws it in, too.
Great defense, Trevor. Judy up, and
I thought he was going to try to dunk it. I think he tried to, but
he didn't get the footing.
It fell in.
I don't know if that was going in or not. But
so Arnold brings it up against the man-to-man pressure by the Indians. He'll dribble across into the lane, loses it, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Cade Wendell.
Cade will bring it up on the left side. This is off the great pass by Wendell to Braun for an easy two-point layup. 11-4 our score.
Cody Fike brings it up for the Starfires, guarded by Braun. He'll hand it off to Arnold. Over to Musselman in the corner. He'll pass it out to Integrone. Over to Clark. Inside to, tries to throw it inside to Fike. Almost loses it, but back into Arnold. Arnold top of the key. Over to Clark in the corner. He looks in, throws it over to Integrone on the top, drives, kicks out to Musselman, inside to Fike. He'll dribble against Braun, puts up a right hook, no good. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn.
Trevor gives it out to Braun. Then to Wendell. Wendell will bring it up, cross half court. Wendell give it over to Knapke on the right side. Tries to find Judy, gets it to him. Gives it over to Wendell on the left. Gives it over to Knapke, over to Braun on the left side. Back to Knapke, top of the key. Gives it over to Braun and travels. So turnover. Braun, and we'll go back to the Starfires. Check in for the Indians. Wendell and Leonard's for Vaughn and Judy. So.
And Judy's coming in.
What'd you say?
Judy and Leonard's are coming in. You said Judy is going out. Arnold brings it up for the Starfires. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Guarded heavy at the top of the key by Wendell. Arnold drives, kicks to Fike in the short corner. No good. Rebounded by South Adams. He had to be out of bounds.
Good hustle.
Still tipped around. And now get four recovery with a push. I believe that would be on Judy.
Derek Judy?
Yep.
Nope, it's on number 14, K. Wendell.
He put up a three.
We have Facebook Cage for a foul on the
South
board.
South Adams takes it out underneath and into Fike over to Arnold. Back over to 22, Vasquez. Into 32, Fike. In the corner to Besser for a three. No good. Rebounded Grant.
Grant up to Derek Judy. Derek Judy up and easy left-hand layup. So makes the score 13-4.
Arnold dribbles it up again. Across half court, guarded by Cade Wendell. Still dribble around. Good defense by Cade. He'll pick up his dribble over to Vasquez. He'll look inside and hit Newman. He'll drive, kick out to Fike. He'll drive and get pushed on the floor, so found the floor by Judy.
On the floor for the Indians now, Derek Judy, Kay Wendell, Ryan Braun, Noel Lawrence, and Grant Canapke. Check in for the Indians. P. Judy for Kay Wendell and Clayton Pearson for Grant Canapke.
South Adams will have it underneath. Set up the inbounds play.
Indians go to the zone.
He'll enter it to Besser and up and no good. So he will go to the line, shooting two shots. 13-4 your score with 44 seconds left in the first quarter. I'm sorry, this is Newman, not Besser. He puts up his first and bangs around and falls. So the first shot is good. Newman puts up his second one. And that one's no good. Rebounded by Leonard's.
Leonard's gives it to Judy up to Derek Judy. Petey up to Derek. Back to Petey. Petey on the right side. Petey gets a screen by Braun. Dishes off to pick and roll. Great move by Braun. Easy for.
Yeah, they isolated Petey on the right wing and brought Braun over for a ball screen and a good two-man game by the Indians. Arnold brings it across the three-point line. Dribbles back out. Indians back to man-to-man. Arnold still dribbling around, guarded by Pearson. He'll pick up his dribble, dump it to Fike, and stolen by Noah Leonard's up to Petey Judy.
Petey will throw up a half quarter, no good. So Indians starting off with a 10-point lead. Remember, our first quarter sponsor, 4 Recovery Insurance. Thank you for what you do, and we'll be back for the second quarter right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Second quarter sponsor is Calp Pharmacy. Jerry Calp, right across the street from radio station. Head varsity coach for on the baseball team. Good dude. And the Starfires will start out with the ball here in the second quarter. 15-5 or score.
Newman will enter the ball in to Besser, and he'll call out a play. Guarded by Wendell, over to Clark on the left wing. Throws it inside to Newman, and he's fouled by Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz back on the floor for the first time tonight. Glad to see him back after having mono.
Yep. On the floor right now for the Indians, Peyton Judy, Clay Schmitz, Noah Lawrence, Clayton Pearson, and Kay Wendell.
Starfires are entered into Vasquez. Over to Besser in the corner. Back to Vasquez. Inside to Integrin, and it's knocked away. Cade Wendell comes up with it.
Cade Wendell throw up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound by the Starfires.
And Besser will walk it up for the Starfires. Passes up to Newman. Back to Besser. They'll get into their offense. Throw it over to Vasquez on the right wing. He'll look inside, find Newman in the high post, back out to Clark, over to Besser at the top of the key. They'll reset. Over to Vasquez on the right wing, inside of the high post to Integrin. That guy's been in the paint for 12 hours now. Three-pointer by Clark is good.
Clay Schmitz one-bound it four into Cade Wendell. Cade will bring it up on the right side. Cade. Taking his time, gives it in to Petey, tries to get to Schmitz, but stolen. Nope. Clay Schmitz gets it back, but loses it, and it will be a foul on the Starfires. Foul will be on number 34. I don't know who number 34 is.
Good luck saying his name.
Lars Integrin.
Atta boy.
Kay Wendell will inbound it for the Indians. Gives it out to... Whoa. She's a peeps.
Throws it over Grant's head, and it'll be over and back. And that'll turn it over to the Starfires. 15-8 your score. Indians lead. 6:37 left in the second quarter. And they enter it to Besser, guarded by Cade Wendell at the top of the key. They'll pass it to Clark, who just drained that three. Thinks about it. Throws it inside to Newman. Back out to Besser. Throw it to Newman. Top of the key. Back out to Besser. He'll shoot the three. And good. And we got a foul underneath as well. So the three will count. And we also have a foul underneath on the Indians. And that ball will stay with South Adams.
Those are just the fouls that I think the Indians have committed a few times this year where it's just, we can't commit those. And it gives them this is a 5 or 6 point possession where Indians really can't do anything. And they'll inbound it right to
Integrin with the lob. Fort Recovery had their back turned and they just threw it up to Integrin and he puts it in. So that was a 5 point possession by South Adams and they cut the lead to 2.
Take a break.
Yep. Timeout by Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Stardome. 15-13 our score. The Starfires just got an easy 5-point possession. So I make cut their score down to 2. 15-13. Petey Judy will bring it up for the Indians. Gizzo to the left side, Wendell. Wendell back to Petey on the right. Into Vaughn. That's not Vaughn, it's Smith. Smith will throw up a shot and get stuck in the rim, so it'll be a jump ball staying with the Indians.
Coach Bayshore, just telling Clay to relax a little bit. He's forced up two shots. He's just got to be stronger with the ball and be more patient, run the offense a little more, and he'll get what he needs.
Yep. PD in the corner, three, up no good. Rebound by the Starfires.
Vasquez will rebound it. He'll take it himself. Guarded by PD Judy, top of the key. Vasquez still dribbling at the top, throws it over to Clark on the right wing. Look inside, nothing there. Skips it over to Besser. Back over to Vasquez. And he'll set it back up. Over to Clark on the right wing. Into Integron at the high post. Back to Clark. Gets a ball screen, dribbles it around, throws it to Besser. Enters it inside to Newman. Newman kicks it out to Besser. Besser drives left, picks up. We got 3 seconds on South Adams. Like I said before, he's been camping in there quite a bit. That same guy, number 12.
Yep. So Clay Smith's one bound it for the Indians. Gives in the cage. 15-13 our score. 5:12 left in the second. Wendell on the right side. Is though the Knappy in the corner. It's a screen by Brown. Knappy then will drive. Think about 15 footer. Give it out to Judy. Left side Wendell in the corner. Wendell will give it back up top to Brown. Brown will give it over the right side to Judy. Judy will give it to top Schmitz. Schmitz to the left side or left corner. Knappy. Knappy into Schmitz. Great pass by Knappy. Puts it up and good. Good looking play by Knappy and Schmitz for an easy two.
And like I said, they ran their offense. Clay got an open look and puts it up. Still got to be stronger on that. I think he could have got an and one. Besser drives, kicks out to Clark. Back to Besser for three. No good. Rebounded. Tipped off the hand of Knappy. So it'll stay with the Starfires. 17-13. Your score. Starfires will take it out on the side. Newman enters to Besser in the corner. Back to Newman. He'll spin, drive, and a nice left-hand layup, but he missed it. Nice spin move and left-hand layup, but he missed it. Rebound for recovery.
Wendell brings it up. Does a spin move. Give it over to Knappy in the corner. Knappy will pull up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound by the Starfires.
Clark brings it up for South Adams. He'll pass it over the right wing, Vasquez. He'll throw it high post, Newman. A little high-low game to Integron. Back out to Clark. No good. Rebound Integron. And he'll get fouled on the floor. And he'll take it out underneath. Nah, it's sick. Should be 1-1.
Yeah, right? 1-1, yep. Jarvon checks in for Schmitz. On the floor now for the Indians, Knapke, Braun, Wendell, Peyton Judy, and Trevor Vaughn. Score 17-13, 3:49 left, and the leading score for the Indians right now is number 5, Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun. Judy has 5.
Integron puts up the front end, no good. Rebound Trevor Vaughn.
Gives it to Braun. Braun over to Knappy. Knappy hands it off to Wendell. Wendell to Judy at the top of the key. Finds Wendell on a cut. Wendell dishes out the 15-footer. Vaughn blocked. Wendell's this guy take that up and get the easy two.
Yeah, but he did make a nice pass to Vaughn, who I thought was wide open. He's just too slow in the release, and there's no reason he should get blocked from there.
No.
He's just got to be quicker. Be ready to shoot that. Clark has it on the left wing for South Adams. Enters it to Integron over the defense, and he puts it up and makes a layup. 15-17, your score.
And he's on top. Wendell will bring up for the Indians. Wendell over the Knapke in the right corner. Knapke at the top of Petey. Petey gets the screen by Vaughn. Petey will then drive and walk. And the ref barely blew the whistle. Then,
if anything, it's a double dribble. And I thought he got fouled or somebody hit the ball. But I guess it's whatever. Yep. He'll turn it over to South Adams.
It looks like Clay Smith will check in for Vaughn, and Derek Jeter will check in for Grant Konapke. 17-15 our score, 2-point lead for the Indians. And Indians are putting on a man-to-man press.
Yep, full court. Arnold takes it up, guarded by Wendell. He'll cross half court. Still guarded tightly by Wendell. He's still dribbling around the top of the key. He'll drive left, picks up his dribble, throws it inside to Integrin, knocked away by Clay Schmitz. Good play.
Yep. Gives it to Judy. Judy over to Derek Judy. Wendell in the corner and double dribbles. Or takes a step before he.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
Sometimes I don't know how these refs call travel like that one. I just don't see it. So. It'll be back to South Adams. Still in the full court man. Arnold takes it up, guarded by Cade Wendell. Gets a ball screen. Dribbles right.
Great defense.
A lot of dribbling,
Wendell.
Yep. Just good defense by Cade. Throws it to Clark on the left wing. Over to Integrin at the top of the key. Over to 42. Drawing a blank. Arnold inside to Fike. He puts up a 15-footer off the back iron. No good.
Petey with the board. Petey dishes it off to Derek Judy. Derek Judy will dish it off to the left side. Wendell. Wendell will get a screen by Schmitz. Wendell will drive middle. And
that time
travel.
He walked.
That time he did.
That was a walk.
So
Indians are going on a scoring drought. They've been on 17 for a while.
Yeah.
Just a couple turnovers, travels. Petey had a double dribble. I mean, it's got to be, it's got to clean it up a little bit and run the offense.
Yep.
Arnold takes it up for South Adams. Still good.
Great defense,
having trouble
by
with his pressure. Still dribbling. Back door.
Oh, wow.
Besser, easy layup. Just a simple back door play. And finds him wide open for the layup. That's a tie ball game.
Judy on the right side. Judy will get a screen by Ryan. Judy will drive, dish out to Braun for a three. Up, no good. Rebound by Schmitz. And they'll call a foul on Schmitz for pushing. And it looks like Konapke will check in for Derek Judy. 17-all is their score. And the Surfers go into a... have 1-1.
Yep.
So Knapp comes in for Judy, Derek, and I don't know who's at the line for.
Fike.
Tie ball game here. 1 minute left in the half.
It was a good shot by Braun for three. And
yeah, good look.
Just something we got to knock down, and we will, but. I mean, this year we know Petey can score. I mean, he's averaging probably, what, 25?
Yeah.
You just got to find the second and third and fourth scoring options. Just had mostly two people do most of the scoring for the Indians. Like, early in the year it was Grant. Now it's becoming Ryan. You just got to have everyone involved, and it'll be better.
Yep.
South Adams bouncing around, getting second chance point, and Arnold puts it up for a layup. They'll take the lead 19-17.
Wendell bring up on the left side. Getting screened by Schmitz. This is over the right side, Judy. Judy will bring up back up to the top. Gives it over to Braun. To the left side corner, Wendell. Wendell will give it to Konapke. Top of the key. Konapke over to Braun. Back to Konapke. Konapke will drive. Go up left-handed miss.
It's a great move by Grant. And it's a good attempt to try to get his shot going. Trying to drive to the lane. Maybe get an easy layup. He just missed it. It was contested, but it was a good move. Arnold being guarded by Wendell.
Five seconds. Cade Wendell.
They could have called that 5 seconds on the last four possessions, I'd say. I mean, Cade just done a great job on that point guard.
Jervon checks in for Schmitz. 17 seconds left. It looks like the Indians hopefully will go for the last shot to tie it or to take the lead. 17-19, Starfires inbound it to Judy. Judy will bring it up for the Indians. Over to Braun. Left corner, Wendell. Wendell with the ball. Gives up to Konapke. Gets a screen by Judy. Konapke back to Judy.
Pick and pop.
Yep.
Judy
gets a screen by Trevon. Judy will be fouled on the baseline. 1.3 left. And
I give him the coach a warning?
I guess.
I mean, he was hot over there. I mean,
Wendell will inbound with a second left. It poked out and out of bounds, an hour and a half. So Indians on a scoring drought. 19-17. We'll be back to talk about after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back at halftime. Cooper Farms halftime show. Score 19-17. And Indians are on a scoring drought chase, and they just can't get a bucket. I mean, they've had good looks by Judy and Schmitz, and they just haven't been able to fall.
Yeah, we started the drought. We had a couple turnovers there, and we settled down a little bit, and we're getting decent shots. We got to see something fall, and hopefully it'll continue. Defensively, I think we're falling asleep a little bit. I mean,
Braun,
a couple back doors, a couple second chance opportunities we're giving them, and I mean, it's a low scoring game, and the bottom line is we got to get scoring. But defensively, if we just play our good solid defense, we should be winning this game.
Yeah, just like you said earlier, in about the second end of the second quarter, like, we got to get scoring from other guys, which really getting scoring from at least the beginning of the season was Kanapke and Judy. And tonight there's been a little bit more scoring by everyone, but the Indians just got to find someone and get somebody hot other than Judy, and hopefully the pressure taken off Judy where he can finally now play his game.
Judy's definitely our main scorer. I mean, he's proved that. It's just nice to have everyone chip in.
Yeah.
A couple points here, a couple points by the big guys, try to get them going. Leonard's, Blaine, and Trevor, try to get them going inside. I might open up the three-point shot a little more and get Grant going.
Brian.
Get him more open, because Grant's kind of, I don't want to say
shaking.
He's forcing, because he hasn't shot much, but you tell he's getting a little frustrated that he hasn't seen many go in lately.
Yeah, he's been shaky the last couple games, not scoring like it was at the first few games. And really, like we said, scored 19-17, about 6:50 left in halftime, and we'll go to another commercial break. Our second quarter sponsor was Kalt Pharmacy, and coming up in the third quarter, Follow Mechanical. Thanks for all the sponsors, and also, haven't said it much, but a Hall Brothers free throw line. We haven't been many at the strike much.
One
but,
and one there, too, but we'll get them in there.
Yep, we'll take a break and be back after this.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at the Star Dome. Miracle Lanes, rang late. Can't decide what to make it for supper or just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everyone can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it is time to start reserving a... And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready for tonight, or playing ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Another sponsor, Reisner Energy Products, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Industrial Park, and Coldwater, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specialist, Generac Power Pro Dealer, ReisnerEnergyProducts.com.
And we're back here at the Cooper Farms Halftime Show, 1917. It looks like the younger... I don't know what grade they're in, but little Starfires are out there on the court, hustling, throwing up some shots, getting some points. Good to see that. Our quarter sponsors for tonight was the first quarter was sponsored by Fort Recovery Insurance. Second quarter, Cal Pharmacy. Third quarter, Farm Mechanical. And fourth quarter, be Wrangler Hardware. So thanks for all the sponsors for making this happen. And we got about 3 minutes left before the start of the second half, and we'll pay some bills, come back after this.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Quick little stats. We don't really have a stat sheet or stat person that we get from, but off the board it says Judy has 5, Ryan Brown has 6, and number 14, Kay Wendell has 2. So that, at least that's the scoring on the board. That will start for the second half. Grant Canapi, Judy, Trevor Vaughn, Ryan Brown, and Kay Wendell. And we'll go over the board for them. There's not much up there, but
we'll go with scoring off the board. Musselman has 2 for the Starfires. Cody Fike has none. 34 Integrin has 6. 42 Arnold has 2. 55 Clark has 3. So our score is 19-17 Starfires. We got about a minute to go left in halftime.
I think we're going to pay one more bill to Cooper Farms. We'll be back after this.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Third quarter sponsor, Fall Mechanical. Thanks for all you do. 19-17 score. About to start the second half. 19-17 Chase. What do you expect the Indians to come out here in the second half to come out with a win here at the Stardome?
I think defensively, we're gonna probably come out and continue the full court pressure, but I think we're even gonna go even harder on that full court press and really try to cause some turnovers. Offensively, maybe try to get out and fast break a little more. They've made us really run our offense, and we've been getting decent shots, but just not good enough to get us in a flow. Yeah. And I think if we get a fast break and get a couple turnovers, it'll help us the rest of the way.
On the floor for the Indians, Wendell, Braun, Judy, Peyton Judy, Grant Kanapke, and Noah Leonards.
Arnold will take the ball for the Starfires over to Musselman. Back to Fike at the top of the key into Grant, and he'll go up and get fouled. So he'll go to the line and shoot two shots. It's too easy for them to enter the ball from the top of the key into the low block. It's just, you got to get hands in that passing lane and pressure the ball to make that harder for them. And he just went up for an easy layup. Should have been an and one. First one's up and good.
Indians still coming out on the scoring drill. They've been stuck on 17 for how long, Chase? I don't know.
Yeah, it's most been forever. Of the second quarter. Yeah. Second one's up and no good. Rebounded by Leonards.
Gives it over to Judy. Peyton will give it up to Brownie. Left corner, Wendell. Wendell looking around, gets it top of the key. Kanapke over to the right side. Braun will get a screen by Kanapke. Gives it. Tries to look for Kanapke. Gives it over to Judy. Judy fire up a three. No good. Rebounded by Leonards. Nope. Retrieved by Braun. Gives it to Wendell on the left side. Wendell will pull from about 8. No good. Rebound by the Starfires.
Rebounded by Fike. He'll take it himself. Hand it off to Arnold. Arnold give it over to Musselman in the corner. Back to Fike. Top of the key. Over to Clark. He'll dribble around. Over to Musselman. Back to Arnold at the top. He'll set it up again. Over to Musselman on the left wing. Back to Integrin on the top of the key. Into Fike. He'll have it at the low block. He'll get double team. Dump it off to Integrin. And get his own rebound and just back
too easy.
Up.
Wendell will get in for the Indians. Wendell gives it over to Kanapke. Kanapke will fire up a three. No good. Indians got to take better shot selection, really. And it looks like a few subs come in for the Indians. Derek, Judy, and Blaine Toby will check in for the Indians for Grant Kanapke and
Noah
Leonards. So.
I think Noah started that half.
Yeah, he did.
Rather than Vaughn.
And Wendell fires in quick to Judy and gets fouled. So Judy will go to the line shooting 2. Hall Brothers free throw line. 22-17 our score, 6:32 left in the third quarter. Third quarter sponsor, Fallen Mechanical. He, at Hall Brothers, free throw line, fires up the first and rolls around all the way around and rolls in. So, makes the score
finally.
Yep, 22-18. We finally get off to 17. So, Drew will fire up the second and good.
Hopefully, that'll get Judy going.
Yeah.
Arnold brings it up for South Adams, guarded by Cade Wendell. Still dribbling around the top. He'll drive left and dish it off, but he gets fouled first by Wendell on the floor. It'll stay with South Adams. They'll take it out underneath. 22-19 your score. Arnold lobs it into Fike at the elbow. Over to Musselman in the corner, falling out of bounds. Throws it up to Fike. He grabs it. Swings it over to Clark in the left.
Travel.
Yep. Wing, and he travels. They'll turn it over to the Indians.
So Toby will inbound it for the Indians. Gives it in to Petey Judy. Petey will bring up the court. 6:10 left. 22-19. Judy gives it over the window on the left side. Back over to Petey on the right. Petey will drive. Middle gets hacked, but there's a bait, butter, and block. So
Arnold pushes up court to Fike. Tipped out of bounds by Petey. He'll stay with South Adams. .552 left in the third quarter. Fike enters it in to Antogren. And wow.
Easy.
He throws it from side out of bounds into the low block. And unguarded, pretty much. An easy layup for Antogren.
Gigi takes all the way up the court. Gets fouled on baseline, so Wendell will take it out for the Indians. Wendell will get it in to Petey. Petey at the top of key. Gives it over to the right corner. Derek Jeudy. Derek travels, no call, and loses it, and it'll stay with the Indians. On defense, it's just it's too easy for him. If you get in the post and put up easy.
They're really having their way inside with Antogren, and we need somebody that can shut him down.
Jeudy pull up from three, no good. Came back in.
Bounces up off the rim and falls in.
Makes a score 24-22. Indians on a run now.
Full court pressure. Kind of the same pressure they had in the first half. A light full court pressure by Wendell. Jeudy will try to come up for a steal, and then they'll give up an open layup, but no good. Bounced around and finally came up with by Petey.
He will drive middle, and
no, that's awful. I see that. They call travel on Petey, but he took one step. And have they ever heard of a Euro step? I mean, welcome to 2017.
Almost 2018. Starfires will bring it up. Chase.
Oh, my bad. Arnold has the ball at the top of the key over to Musselman. Back to Arnold at the top. I assume they'll keep trying to look inside. Musselman at the right wing. Over to Antogren on the top, guarded by Blaine Toby. Over to Clark, inside to Fike. Short corner, he'll drive baseline, nothing there. Kicks out to Clark. Clark will try baseline, nothing there. Back to Arnold in the corner for three, off the front rim, no good.
That's over the back, yep.
And they'll get Fike for an over the back on Braun.
Braun will inbound it for the Indians. And we have a official timeout. Tiny Shield over there. Third quarter sponsor, Paul McCann. Score 24-22. And this guy is struggling with this shoe, I tell you. Still tying it.
Maybe forgot.
There we go. We got him. We are good. Wendell bring up for the Indians. Kay dishes off to Brownie. Tries to get back door cut by Jeudy. Not there. Brownie will then drive to open 8-footer. No good. Rebound by the Starfires.
Arnold takes it for South Adams. Being guarded by Cade Wendell. Crosses half court. Picks up his dribble. Throws it over to Clark on the left wing. He drives left on Jeudy. Nothing there. Back out to, what the heck's his name? Newman. Over to Arnold. Arnold picks up his dribble. Passes to Musselman. He'll throw a high post to Antogren. And he'll take the shot because nobody's guarding him. I mean, their best player, we got to have someone on him at all times. Yeah. And he just shot the wide open 15-footer and makes it.
Wendell will bring up four of the Indians. Gives over to the left side, Braun. Braun trying to look into Jeudy. Not there. Gives it to the left corner. Jeudy, Derek Jeudy, Petey on a three ball. Up, no good. Rebound by Toby. Toby puts up a shot and good. Good offensive board by Blaine Toby to put up an easy 2-point layup.
That's what you got
to
do if you're Blaine Toby. Just work as hard as you can on the glass and try to get putbacks.
Yep.
And that's what he did there.
And it'll be a foul on Petey Jeudy. 26-24.
I think Petey's going to get a dunk. He's playing aggressive up there. I think he's going to come up away with one of these, I'm telling you.
Yeah, a chance in the first. You're crammed her.
He didn't have a good jump on that one.
No, he did not. So 26-24, 3:13 left in the third. Starfires inbound it.
Arnold gives it over to Besser in the corner. He'll dribble up to the top, guarded by Petey Jeudy. Gives it over back to Arnold in the left wing. He'll look inside, picks up his dribble. Still looking for someone. Finds Newman at a high post. Kicks back out to Besser in the left corner. Over to Arnold. He'll reset, and he'll dribble back to the top. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Kicks out to Vasquez. Looks in, gives it to Integrone on the top of the key. He'll swing it to Besser. Back over to Arnold. He'll shoot the three and makes it. 29-24, Starfires.
Cade Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. 29-24 score off that three-point basket.
Cade gives it to the left corner. Derek Beauty finds,
would then drive and be fouled. Nope. I don't know what the call was.
I didn't see it.
Turnover, Derek, and go back to Starfires. Indians staying that man-to-man press. They get it across.
Gives it to Besser.
And great.
Oh. Jump, they'll call jump ball. And possession is Indian, so it'll turn it back over to us.
We need to get a basket.
We need a basket bad.
29-24, Starfires. 2:06 left in the third. Ron inbounds it to Wendell. Cade at the top of the key. Gives over to Derek Judy. On the left side, gives in to Braun. Well, hand checking, but then calling it up the top with Toby. Over to our right side, Judy. He gets a screen by Toby. Judy fires up a three and good looking shot by PD Judy there.
Full court pressure by the Indians. Newman gets it up.
That should be ours.
Oh, man.
PD does not touch the ball. Was pressuring his man, and he crosses over and just flings it out of bounds.
Yeah.
But somehow, South Adams retains possession. Arnold walks it up, gets a ball screen. He loses it.
It's ours.
Yep.
Thank you. Ball does not lie. Back to the Indians. Same type of play. Probably the same exact play.
Brown inbounds at the Wendell. Wendell will drive, stop, and get it over to the left side, Judy. Judy will get a screen by Braun. Judy will cross over. Pull up an 8-footer. Hook shot. No good. Rebound by Braun out to Blaine Toby to the top of Keo. The Judy. Judy gets a screen by Toby. Judy then drive. Dish out to Wendell. Wendell will drive middle. Dish into Blaine Toby. Blaine Toby up for two.
That's no nice good shot. That's right there. Just got to continue the offense.
Yeah.
Arnold tries crossing over. Collects it. And he gets the ball back at the top. He'll set it up. Dribble left on Wendell. Kicks it to Besser. He'll drive back out to Arnold in the corner. He drives right and tries to swing it across.
That's ours.
Tipped. Yep. And then tipped again off South Adams, so it'll be a 40-carry ball.
39 seconds left. 29-27 to score.
Cutting into this lead a little bit.
Yep.
Be chance great to have tie a tie or take the lead.
Yep. I'm guessing Bayshore will take the last shot.
Got to get a good one.
Judy over Braun to the corner, Wendell. Wendell up to Derek Judy. Petey gets the screen for Derek. Back to Petey on the corner.
I like that play. Wide open
left
three.
Corner up and no good. Yeah. Rebounded by Braun. K. Wendell comes up with it.
17 seconds.
K will back it out for the last shot of the quarter. 15 seconds left. Wendell at the top of the key. Wendell will drive, drive middle.
He did not travel.
I don't think he did either.
Oh, man.
Anyway, 8 seconds left, and he'll turn it over to South Adams. Newman enters it to Arnold. He's got 6 seconds. Throws it up court to Besser. He'll drive. Force it inside.
Fire
it,
Petey. Up. Half quarter, no good. Banged off the back.
Three, fourth quarter.
Yep.
29-27, Starfires remain in the lead, and we'll be back after this one.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. ACE is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wrangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
And we're back here. Fourth quarter, Wrangler Hardware is the fourth quarter sponsor on starting the fourth quarter for the Indians. Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Petey Judy, Noah Larris, and Grant Knappe. We got to get something going here, Chase. So we've been behind almost the whole... we haven't had to lead the second half.
Yeah, or probably not. Maybe the second quarter a little bit, but Adams has been in the lead, so... South Adams on the ball. Besser brings it up. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Over to Clark on the left wing. In high post to Fike. Kicks it out to Vasquez. Over to Besser. Over to Clark on the left wing. High post to Newman. High low game. Dumps it down into Fike. Pump fakes. Nothing there. Loses the ball. Fought for and out of bounds on South Adams. It'll be four recovery ball.
Yep.
So here we go, trying to tie it up or take the lead again.
Ryan Baum will inbound it for the Indians. And we're going to get a towel to wipe down the floor. 29-27 is four, 7:32 left, and Indians haven't had a lead for quite some time. Going back to probably the first half.
I'd try to isolate Petey. He's kind of feeling it right now a little bit. I think I'd isolate him and try to get an easy drive or kick.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yep. Petey shoved him.
Yep.
He got mad and shoved him. He's throwing his arms up, but he knows he shoved him. So it'll be South Adams' ball. Newman enters it in to Fike. He'll walk it up. Guarded by Noah Leonards. Picks up his dribble, passes it to Besser. Guarded by Wendell. He'll look around, dribble at the top. Enters the high post, and easy backdoor layup by Vasquez, but he misses it. Point blank the layup that we gave up, and it'll go back to the Indians.
Wendell on the right side.
It's a big missed layup.
Yeah. Back to Wendell, over to Judy on the left side, top of the key. Grand.
Are you kidding me? I get Noah Leonards, I think, for a moving screen.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Looks like Blaine Tobey will check back in for the Indians, in for Noah Leonards.
Looks like Coach Bayshore is trying Vaughn, he's trying Leonards, he's trying Tobey, and...
Yeah, just trying to see what the right fit is.
Yeah, and they go back with Tobey. Fike will dribble it up for South Adams. A running jump, Cade Wendell tips it away. Fike comes up with it, knocked away by Grant. He gets
Grant
the ball.
Grant will get a layup.
No good. But rebound.
He just got to stop, get it back out.
Yeah, he could have found a better shot than that.
Wow.
And Fike throws up a crazy awkward shot and makes it 31-27 South Adams.
Judy will bring up for the Indians. Get a screen by Tobey. Doesn't take it into the middle of the court.
Wow.
Great move by Petey. It makes it look easy.
Left-hand finger roll. He says, I've had enough with this.
Yep. 29-31 score.
Tipped away. Bronny gets it.
Oh.
And that kills him because we had a wide open layup, but they call a cheap foul at South Adams.
I'd say these guys are a little bit homers there.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's good. Bronny inbound at four of the Indians. Quick few steps for the Starfires. Like I said, 31-29 our score, 6:08 left in the fourth. Wrangler Hardware, our fourth quarter sponsor, and our free throw sponsor, Hall Brothers. Wendell gives it to Braun to left corner, Knappe up to Judy, up no good. So another great look by Judy.
Arnold brings it up for Seth Adams, picks up his dribble, gives it to Vasquez in the corner, guarded by Petey. Over to Arnold in the corner, dumped down to Integrone, and great job by Grant moving over, sliding over to get that pass. Knocked away by Bronny, and Cade Wendell comes up with it.
Cade up to Braun. Braun gives it over to Knappe. Canapke over to Toby. Toby over the left corner. Judy. Judy over the top. Braun. Braun will drive, kick out to Judy. Judy loses, gets it back. Judy back to Braun. Over to Cade. Over to the corner. Canapke will drive.
Bring it back in.
Yeah, you were at the wide open.
Had his man beat.
Blaine Toby will drive and be fouled. Go to the line, shooting two.
There's no one guarding Blaine, so he took it into the defense and drew a foul.
Good look for Toby. Go to the line, shoot two. 31-29 our score, 5:05 left. Toby go to the line, shooting two. First one up. No good. Toby will get his second. Fired up there. No good. 0 for 2 at the line by Toby.
Rebound Vasquez. He gives it to Arnold. He'll bring it up for South Adams. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Guarded heavily by Cade Wendell. Could be 5 seconds again. Hands off to Vasquez. High post to Newman. Lobs it into Integrone and easy layup. Just no answer for Integrone inside. I mean,
he's making it look easy.
He's got 15.
Wendell brings it up. Gives it over to Braun, top of the key. Braun over to the right corner. Judy up to Toby, over to Wendell. Wendell will take it back up to the top. Set the play. Wendell dribbling around. Wendell still has it. Wendell eventually dishes off to Braun. Braun will drive, back it out, get it back to Wendell for a wide open three. No good. That would have been huge.
Need to stop here. 33-29, 4 minutes left. Arnold brings it up, kicks it to Vasquez in the corner. He'll dribble to the top, guarded by Petey. Picks up his dribble, hands it off to Arnold. Oh, they could get Arnold for a push-off. Cade's back to Arnold for an open three. No good. Rebound Integrum, and he scores again.
Ryan Brown will inbound to Judy. Judy will pull up for three. No good. Rebounded by...
throws it off the guy's knee, but it stays in play. Back to Wendell.
Back to Wendell. Like Chase said, Wendell will drive, dish out to Braun. Braun will dish over to Pete. Pete will go middle and be fouled before the shot. So it's on the floor. We just can't stop this.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that rebound. Nobody boxed him out.
Nope.
Just an easy rebound for Integrone, and that's his 17th point out of their 35.
Yep. Noah Lawrence checks in for Toby. 35-29 our score, 3 minutes left in the fourth and final quarter. Wrangler Hardware, the fourth quarter sponsor. Wendell gets in to Canapke. Canapke then will dish out to Braun. Braun thought about three, gives back to Canapke. Canapke gets a screen by Braun. Back to Braun.
Braun
for an open three up.
Gosh.
No good. Dished out by Leonard. Cade driving baseline. And we'll get blocking call before
the wide open three by Grant after the play.
Yeah, and he squished it.
They're calling fouls on South Adams, but we scored probably three times after the foul.
So Cade will go to the line shooting two.
Come on, Cade.
Two big free throws after a few 0-2 stretches on the line. Hall Brothers free throw line, and Wendell will fire up the first. Nope, never mind.
They blared a horn right when he was shooting.
Yep, so.
Yeah, we got to start cutting into this six-point lead.
Yeah.
2:56 left.
K1
plenty of time, but.
Yep. K1 go to the line, shooting 1-1. Wendell will fire up the first.
Atta boy.
So, Cade will get his second shot. Throw it up there and good.
Yes, sir.
So, timeout. Indians, we'll take one with them here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Stardome. Cade Wendell hit two clutch free throws at the Hall Brothers free throw line. That's our score, 35-31. Chase, the Indians just really need to get a stop here and get a good look, either two or three, and hopefully eventually get another stop and hopefully take the lead from there. So
yeah, we're going to come out in all-out full-court pressure here by the Indians. Cade Wendell guards Arnold. Arnold dribbles it up, picks up his dribble, throws it to Integrone, back to Arnold at the top of the key, resets, passes to Clark on the left wing, guarded by Grant Kanapke. They threw it into Integrone, back out to Arnold. He'll dribble back around the top. He's still dribbling around the top. How's this not Faisa? Into Integrone at the high post, back out to Vasquez. And he looks around, finds Integrone at the right
corner. Oh, it's ours.
Yep. Oh. Tip by Bronny off the hand of Integrone. It'll be Indians ball. Big time play.
Yep. Ryan Bronny inbounds it to Petey Judy. Let's get a bucket here.
I'd run something for Petey here.
Yeah. Isolation again.
Or a set.
Cade gets it back to Judy. Looks like they're going to run a set here. Into Braun. At the free throw line.
There
Braun
was double
around.
Screen to Petey.
Yep.
Not there.
Gives it to Kanapke.
Come on, Grant.
4-3. No good. Rebounded by Judy. Judy puts it up and gets killed.
Rebounded Cade Wendell again. That's got to be it.
Yep. Foul on number 55. I don't know who 55 is, but.
Spencer Clark. I mean, there's probably about three times as many 40 Kevy fans here.
Yeah, for sure.
And they are going nuts.
Great crowd over here.
Big Stop time fires. Rebound by Petey, though, and then another rebound by Cade. Keep getting second and third chance opportunities. Yep.
Cade won't go to the line, or Hallbrothers free throw line. One up, first one and good. So cuts our deficit to three, 35-32. And Cade will get a second. Throws up there, and it'll be a line violation on
Petey.
On Petey.
Wow. Can't do that. That would have made it a two-point game.
So, Starfires will inbound it.
Trying to inbound
five.
It.
Five. Oh, my Lord.
They called five yep. seconds. Big time turnover. Great job by the Indians denying yep. the ball.
No one has to check back in for Clayton Pearson.
35-32.
Huge possession. This is probably the possession of the game, I'd have to say, Chase.
Well, there's still 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Minute 45.
Kicked out, bounce. It'll stay with the Indians. Over to Kanapke. In from Leonards. Leonards up and good.
Clutch
move by Leonards to cut the Indians to a one-point game. So Indians are really, at least this season, they've been in close games every game, and they haven't really pulled away, other than Greenville wasn't as close at the end, but they've been in close games, overtimes, and Indians just can't get away from a team and have maybe a few of the subs take a, or a few of the end or on the bench guys take a few minutes out of, because this is obviously all coming off a two-game weekend, and I bet some of the guys' legs are about right up. So.
Yep. Hopefully they just come away and win this one. We just made a Noah Leonard's with a nice post move there.
Miracle Lanes, running late. Can't decide what to make for supper or just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes, 375-4274, and let them get your meal ready for you. So, Miracle Lanes, Corey and Jared. Great food. Pizza, wings, deep fried goodies. And subs, so give them a call. Starfires will inbound it.
They all out denial by full recovery with the pressure. Struggling to get it in again. They'll find Vasquez, guarded by Petey. And they'll clear it out with Arnold. Cade Wendell guarding. 1 point game. Arnold dribbles around the top. He's got the five count on him. Hands it off to Clark.
Oh my God. That's a cheap.
They trap Clark at the top, and they get Grant or Cade with a cheap foul, or a weak foul, I should say.
They've been calling cheap, weak fouls all night, so.
Newman enters to Clark in the corner. We got a trap, and they'll call a timeout. South Adams, so we'll take one with them.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Stardome. 35-34 score, 1:19 left in the fourth and final quarter. Wrangler Hardware, fourth quarter sponsor. And always Hall Brothers free throw line. I bet we'll begin a few free throws up here in the upcoming mid and a half. So Indians are finding that way. Noah Lawrence come up with a good two-point basket. As I mentioned before that. And Indians are just scratching, clawing their way back into this one. And
yep.
Chase, what do they need to do here?
35-34, Starfires. 1 point lead. They got the ball. So I look for the Indians to really play aggressive here. If they pick up a foul, so be it. But really go for that ball. Try to get a trap or two. And if they have to foul, they have to foul.
Yep. So Starfires will inbound it
to Integrin.
Oh, man.
It's a good aggressive play going for the ball by Braun. Yeah. He just caught his arm, and they'll call a foul, so South Adams will shoot 1-1.
Looks like Noah Lawrence will check in for Clayton Pearson. A little more height on the floor now. Like Chase said, 35-34, minute 17 left, and one of the Starfire players will be going to the Hall Brothers free throw line.
And Integrone will put up his first one. And good. Makes the front end. 36-34. Starfire. Getting ready to shoot his second. He'll put it up. And no good. Rebound Ryan Braun.
Kay Wendell brings it up for the Indians. Down two. Indians need a bucket here. Kay Wendell gives over the left side, Petey Judy. Petey will get a screen by Braun, uses it, gives over to Leonard.
Petey playing, what are you doing? Arnold has it for South Adams, kicks it out to Besser, and they got about foul. And back to Integrin, and he'll lay it in for two. Down four, 40 seconds, Petey's got it.
Wendell. This is off of Pete. Pete up 4-3. No good. Rebound by Leonard.
Put it up. Grant up
for three. No good.
Call a timeout.
Call a timeout. No. Nope.
Petey's got the ball. He drives in. It's either a charge or a block.
Yeah, Petey up again.
Up and good. They got it on the floor, but it's going to be 1-1.
This last possession has been really physical.
Second and third chance points by the Indians, and they finally get Petey taking a strong take. I mean, the guy fell down. It's either a charge or a block.
Yeah.
He gets his own rebound, and they call foul on the floor, so it'll be 1-1 for Petey. Like I said, four-point game, Starfires 38, Indians 34. Here's Petey with the 1-1. He'll shoot the front end.
Up and no good. Rebound by the
foul right now.
Yep.
You got a foul.
Foul by Pete. 16 seconds left, and they'll be shooting a 1-1.
Down four with 16 seconds. Yep. Comes down to that one play where Noah kind of didn't have a guy open, and he threw it away.
Yeah.
And Petey looked at it and looked at him like, what are you doing? But the ball was still in play, and South Adams came up with it.
Yeah. First one up for South Adams.
No good.
Because it's huge.
Go, push. Go.
Got to get a quick score.
Quick score.
Pull up.
He'll pull up.
For three. Go, Petey Jitty.
That is huge. 38-37.
Yep. We'll take a timeout with Coach Bayshore, and we'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at the Star Dome. 38-37 our score. And really?
Pete Judy.
Ice in his veins.
Pull up
from probably, how far you think?
I don't know, but it was pretty deep. I mean, yeah. 4-point game. About our only hope is him to miss a couple free throws. He misses the front end. Bronny pushes it ahead to Petey, and I thought Petey was going to take it to the hole and maybe get a quick bucket, but he just pulls up from about 35 and drains a three.
Yeah.
38-37.
So the Starfires will take it out.
Underneath.
At our end.
Yep, at our end.
And the Indians are in their full court man-to-man press, so hopefully get a five-second call.
Newman looks.
Still doesn't find anyone. 5 seconds? Wow, that was a quick 5 seconds. That was like 2.5, I'd have to say.
That was quick.
Jeez, Pete. Wow. So the Indians got their chance, and they're...
Hey, 8 seconds with the ball, down one. They'll have it underneath.
Yep, wow.
Holy... I'd call a timeout and draw up your best out-of-bounds play. But
do we have a timeout?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I'm staying on the board.
Yep,
we do. So, Coach Bayshore takes timeout, and we will, too, on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third-shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, fourth quarter, Wrangler Hardware, fourth quarter sponsor. 38-37 left, and this will be a critical possession for the Indians, down one with 8 seconds left. And I expect them to probably have to find PG somewhere, some way, somehow. So, Chase, I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, all we need is a two. So, yeah.
Getting
our best play to get our best player inside, which is either Braun or Petey inside, I'd say.
Yep. So. Yeah.
The Indians have it underneath. They'll line up in a line out of bounds set.
Stack.
I should, yep. I'm looking for the word.
And here we go.
Timeout. Inbounds to Braun.
We have time.
He's got it at the high post.
Turns
around. Shoots a fadeaway. No good. Noah gets the rebound. And what? They call a foul on South Adams.
They called
a foul on us?
Yeah.
On Noah?
Braun, you had plenty of time. I mean, you just chuck up a shot with 4 seconds left. A turnaround jumper. You didn't have to. You had plenty of time left. And Noah comes up with the foul. The Starfires are going to come up with a one-on-one opportunity. So
3.3 seconds left. They ran the out-of-bounds play, could not find what they wanted.
Yeah.
So I think you got to take another timeout. I mean, it wasn't there, but South Adams shooting.
Oh, no good. We got to go.
2 seconds, one.
Petey hires.
3-4th court, and no good. That'll be all. 38-37, Starfires take the W.
We'll be back after this to talk about, and I think Coach Bayshore will make his way up here. So we'll talk to him after this. So we'll be back after this.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here at the Brick Street Tavern post-game show, and Indians just couldn't really pull out the victory, 38-37 loss, and they've been in close ones almost the whole season. Coach Bayshore just couldn't get a break here, so.
Yeah, tough one for the Indians. This Tuesday night, really tough game both ways. South Adams came out. They were physical. They were aggressive. I mean, they gave the Indians all they can handle, and they came out with the win. And we just had no answer for the big man down low and just not enough offense to get us the win.
And it looks like Coach Bayshore is making his way up the stairs, and we'll get a few words from him. And so, other way. And Coach, thanks for joining us always.
Yep.
Just talk a little bit about the game tonight, and just couldn't squeak it out. And
not a lot of energy, not a lot of effort. You start out 15-5, and then we just stop playing for whatever reason. That's not what Fort Recovery basketball is supposed to be about. As a staff, we're pretty upset with that effort. There's some things that we could have done a little bit differently play calling wise, so it's not all on the effort wise, but just a lack of intensity and a lack of focus tonight.
And you fear that on these Tuesday night midweek games. I mean, coming after two hard fought games on the weekend, and just no real answer to the big guy down low, and just not enough offense really.
Not a lot of movement, not a lot of anything like that. Hats off to them. They got the ball inside. We had trouble stopping it. It's one of those nights, like I said, we're at a point where we got to learn to grow, to know that we have to give the same kind of effort that we had in the fourth quarter against Jay County. We got to have that kind of effort every night, or we're not going to win. You know, we're not a team loaded with superstars. We're a team loaded with kids that play hard, but you've got to continue to play that level of energy and stuff for four quarters, not just the first quarter, and think that's going to last.
I don't know what you were looking in for that last second. I don't know if you were looking off Judy, off a...
We were diving like four different kids towards the basket, and then, then Bronny kind of didn't get a good drive to the basket. That was kind of where if we couldn't get something through the basket, we wanted the ball in his hands, and we thought he could take the kid off the dribble, and he kind of hesitated a little bit. And then, to be honest with you, I thought we had a clean rebound at it. We didn't deserve to win tonight, so we're not going to pin it on any one situation. We didn't play well enough to win.
Well, thank you, Coach, for always coming up here.
I appreciate you guys doing the game.
Yep. And we'll take us. Yep. And we'll take it out from here. So just like Coach Bayshore said, like. He's straight honest with us, too. He said we didn't deserve the win, and I don't think we did either.
Yeah, we came out strong, and we were up 10, and the effort just kind of died. It's like, okay, we're just going to roll through this one. But, no, I mean, these games are tough. South Adams sees Fort Recovery, a MAC school, and they're going to play hard, and they want to win.
Yeah, always MAC has a little bold eye on their back, and South Adams comes out with the win here. And so we're going to call it night from here from the Stardome. Take it out from here.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.